Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Here I am, everyone. Welcome to the show, rounding out the week with the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Thursday. Andrew's not in the room yet, but his mic is on, and Luigi's sitting in his chair and licking things. So if you hear a little sound, I apologize. It's Luigi. I should mute him. Luigi, how you doing? But yeah, weird vibes with you today. Just got to say, every day is a little weird, but today especially. You know, some days you just don't vibe with your dog. You guys aren't getting along. We need to go to therapy, probably. Call in Caesar Milan. How's everyone doing today? I am doing pretty darn good. Noah got a cat last night. So you're walking on sunshine. That cat is so cute. It doesn't seem to have suffered a lot of trauma. It just seems to accept its place right now. Like, it's happy.
Yeah. So his world is very small right now. It's just like this room. But he's just taking
so jealous
so nicely. He's just laying there in his crate, just listening to us.
I really got jealous of your cat last night when you sent me a video of it drinking water in its crate, because I was like, that's exactly what you, like, I thought. Its world is so small. And I was like, I want to be in a crate and like not, and just have like my water bowl and like, sometimes someone comes and gets me who cuddles me and then puts me back, and like I don't have to deal with emails and promotional videos and, you know, just complaining about being busy, which is like it's a gift, honestly. But yeah, there was like as soon as you said his world is so small, I was like, oh, that was the feeling I had last night watching your your cat as you filmed it through the crate. I was just like, God, that looks so nice. Do you ever want to be an animal, like a caged animal? Like, do you ever get jealous of animals and how simple their lives are? Just from, I guess, I'm projecting a lot onto them. They might be miserable. You don't know.
Right. Like, it depends. Like, I would definitely want to be my own pet because I definitely give them a better life than I give myself sometimes.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, it depends on who your owner is. Yeah. I mean, most animals, you know, if we're going odds here, if you're born into like any kind of animal, let's exclude humans, chances are your life is going to be pretty rough unless you are the pet of a good person. This morning, I came back from, well, I woke up and went to get Starbucks like I always do. And then Andrew was also waking up at the same time. So he was getting Starbucks. He recently got the mobile app. And so he's very excited about it and ordering like right away. And he can't wait for me. Like he's walking a little bit faster. There's something that really grates on my nerves when someone is eager and like, and just like, instead of just going like, hey, I'm really hungry, I'm just going to go ahead. Like, I just want people to like honor their feelings instead of trying to accommodate to you and making you feel like you need to then, like, cause I couldn't rush because Luigi has to like smell everything. And I don't like to pull him away from smells because it's like them finishing a book or a movie. And sometimes they want to shit on the movie, just like, you know, the drumming documentary on Netflix I watched. At Jen, my assistant, was like, you got to see this drumming documentary. I've watched it 3 times. I love it. It's like, it's not so much about drumming. It's about a love of music. And I was really bored and abandoned that smell. But to each their own. And to my own is not a documentary about people. And they do this whole thing about women drummers and how like people think they can't drum, but look at them go. And it just feels so... I just hate, I pointed everyone towards Hysterical, the documentary about female comics, but like, it really annoys me that like, just talk about women drummers without talking about the fact that they're women, you know, like we always have to like, I never thought of myself as a female comic until people started saying that all the time. I just was like, and yes, I compare myself to women before men in comedy and in everything else, but I think that's because everyone makes such a big deal about like, you're a woman in comedy. I don't usually like women in comedy. Can women drum? And it was this whole thing where they followed these two women drummers that no one's heard of. And they were like, wait, what drew you to drumming? Because it's such a thing boys do. And then they let these women drummers drum with Flea or like the, what's his name? Not Flea, the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer. And it was just like, so like a make-a-wish for these women or something, as opposed to like, can't they just be good on their own and not have this like story where we follow these women? The rest of it was about like male drummers and how fucking awesome they are. And here's the history and here's footage from the 60s. And then it's like these two modern day women, like, and I guess it's important to show women that you can be drummers too, but there's something about like the plight of the woman drummer. I was just like, I'm just treat them normally. Just put them in the documentary without it being this side piece that's like, can she drum with the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers? Anyway, Andrew was like rushing to get his coffee and his, and I was just like, just go ahead, just go. And then he got my coffee for me that I ordered for myself. And, you know, handed it to me in a way, like he went inside while Luigi was peeing to go get his stuff. And then he came out with my drink too, because it was already on the thing, ready to go. And handed it to me in a way that he like bought it for me, which was, I gotta be honest, a little annoying. It's like, you just grabbed it. And he's like, here you go. There was a little bit of like, I got this for you. It was like, you walked 15 feet with it, but you didn't get it. But maybe I'm reading into that. I'm in a little bit of a mood today. The apartment is messy. There's nothing to do about it. I have to accept or reject. And at this point, rejecting is what? Living in filth? I don't know what that, or accepting is living in filth. Rejecting is something else.
Leaving the apartment, getting a hotel room for the day. That would be a reject.
For me, or getting him, because I don't want to spend money on I already spend money for a maid, you know, when so once
then you
in
have
a
to accept. But this is just what it is for today.
I have to, and then I end up cleaning. It's just, it's hard to, and I know that people relate to this with whatever situation you've lived in before, but like, it's just, and I'm like, I got groceries last night and I asked him on the way there because I knew he didn't have food because I opened the refrigerator and I can see what is going on. And I just knew he didn't have food. And like, I go, do you want anything? I had finished my run and I always just go to Whole Foods. And he was like, oh, you know, stevia, but that might be too much to carry. And I'm like, yeah, I always get stevia for us. That's a given. But anything else and that I could, you know, carry back because I walked two blocks back. And he's like, some frozen pizzas. And, you know, I buy him groceries all the time. And there's no talk of like, am I going to get paid back or am I doing this as a, like, a lot of times I do buy him stuff like, and I'm just like, don't worry about it. Like, it's on me. Like, it doesn't bother me, especially when we're on the road. Like, he's working for me. There was no talk of it. And I don't know what to do now because if I Venmo him for the $45 for the pizzas and the mango slices, I know he's going to take that as like a passive aggressive, like Venmo invoices are sometimes passive aggressive. It's like all of a sudden you're just like, there's this money you owe me. And I don't know if he thought it was a gift. What do I do? Do I ask, do I tell him like, hey, by the way, last night, I'm going to invoice you for, so I give him a heads up about the invoice. And I bet you anything, this will be his response. Okay. Okay. Like it's going to be like annoyed and I can't. And then I feel like I'm doing something wrong when I didn't do anything wrong. And then I'm thinking about like the like when I've had groceries delivered, I pay like $25 to have groceries delivered and I'm lugging these two blocks. And listen, he didn't ask me to get this stuff. I volunteered it. So that's the bottom line. But I don't want my friend to go hungry. What do I do?
I think this kind of goes with Andrew not going in to get Starbucks and instead waiting for you as opposed to taking care of his needs. Right. I think there's like a link there because if everyone was just responsible for their own like happiness, yeah, you know, or just taking care of their own needs, you might not feel the urge to make sure that he's fed, you know?
Right.
If he was just responsible for making sure that his stomach is full, mm-hmm, and it's not on you.
Right.
He might avoid.
But, you know, when boys get hungry, they get like, it's like I have to deal with the emotional baggage that comes with a anxious, hungry person who then has waited too long. I mean, why don't men understand that they're going to be hungry later? Like, I don't know a single man who prepares in advance for being hungry. They just are not hungry now, so they don't think you want to get some snacks for the road trip. No, I'm not hungry. Okay, well, the road trip is going to be, it's just that kind of thinking. I just don't think I'm meant to be a partner with a man. I just can't. That's why Snickers were invented, and that's why Snickers guys love, like, but that's true though. Like, anyone becomes cranky when they don't have food, and then I have to deal with that around, you know, like the opening cabinets being like, what are these? Like a gift that our building gave us in January for moving in. And I'll be like, are these good? And I'm like, this poor guy has to eat these weird jelly fruits that no one wants because I went to Whole Foods and didn't ask him if he wanted anything. Like I feel bad about that because I went to Whole Foods without asking him if he wants something.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Sure.
Because I think this has happened with a friend that I lived with and we were roommates and then we ended up not being friends after that, after we lived together.
Yeah. How'd you get there? Because I really want to get, I'm just kidding.
It'll happen. No, I'm just kidding. What if you guys had a jar in the kitchen that was the mutual jar for mutual grocery? And let's say you went to the grocery store and you noticed that Andrew didn't have any food. What if you took funds out of that after you checked in with him if he wanted you to pick something up for him?
Because that jar would be empty because no one works with cash anymore. And even if we went to the bank to get, you have to go to the bank to get cash or go to ATM, He wouldn't go and say, I'll Venmo you later. It just like wouldn't happen. And the bottom line is I have to like have some boundaries about why I feel like I have to buy everyone everything all the time because I make more money, I guess. But the thing is, as soon as his dad croaks, he's going to make more money than me. And then I'm going to give him a huge invoice. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Sorry, Papa Colin. It's just true. I'm just like struggling today with, you know, and I think this is a very normal thing in a relationship of being like keeping tabs of what you've done and what they haven't done, or, you know, just seeing how long a toilet paper roll in our mutual bathroom that we use will stay on, an empty toilet paper roll will stay on the thing. And by the way, it's not one of those ones that you got to pop out and like kind of, it takes a little bit of finagling. This one is just one you like easily slide it off, slide a new one on. Andrew left on the one that is done and went underneath the cabinet, got a new one, and then left that one on the floor. The waste bin is right underneath the dispenser, which he had used. He knows where it is. And I just go, I'm just going to see how long it takes before. And the truth is, it will never happen. And there's also a Thai food container in the fridge that has been there, and it has it is a 8-inch long, like a huge tub of pad Thai or, you know, green curry. And it has a 1/2 inch of fluid in it. And I'm just wondering how long it will stay there. And the answer is forever, until we move. This isn't a fun little experiment. I know the outcome. I want to tell you at the top of the show when I bring, or at the top of the next moment with Andrew. And I know people go, Nikki, this is your problem. And you're right. It is my problem. Like, I have to be more communicative. And like I am doing the thing that I said I don't want to do. You accept, you reject, or you tolerate. And I am tolerating, and it's neither, and it causes me to not be friends with this person in the end. Whereas you can choose to accept or reject with love in the immediate. But if you don't do either of those and you tolerate, it ends up you reject with hate eventually. And I don't want to do that. So, but I do want to share a very hilarious moment that happened in our kitchen this morning, right before the show started. I hope Andrew's done with his poop because he did go balcony at one moment. We'll cover all of this, and I know you cannot wait. Andrew!
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection.
Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, look at Luigi on your lap. You're so comfy, boo-boo. Hey, Andrew.
I've slept with this dog many times.
You have?
Yeah, when I used to dog sit for him.
Oh, yeah. He would sleep. I wish he would. You take him some nights here? He wants to get in your room sometime. And
I'd love for him to be in
there. Oh, my God. That would be amazing because he's so depressed all the time. I was just talking about it. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, why?
I might get him on Doggy Zoloft. He doesn't know how to have fun, Andrew.
He seems more fun, and I hate to say it, when he's around Marion.
Yeah,
so what do you? So what do we do?
And when Chris comes over or anyone he knows, he instantly starts playing with a bone. Like, he just wants people around him to be like when you and I are together, he should be the same way. But like, whenever someone comes over and then we don't even need to play with him, he'll start playing with toys and like on the side and like chewing bones that I've tried to get him to play with for weeks. But he won't do it unless there's someone new there. That he knows.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of like us as humans. Like, we have a third party. We all perk up. Like, he perks up.
Yeah.
He's just, maybe he's relaxed with us and he doesn't need to perform.
Do you know that we're talking about you, boo boo?
Yes, sure he does.
He does. I mean, he's looking at me like, hey, I did not say that you could disclose this information on the podcast about me. And
he has his limits.
I know you're a very private dog, Luigi. He is private.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want his shit out there.
Oh, my God. He would not be someone who would be okay with being in my life if I had a podcast. You know, like, this is against his will for sure. Yeah, he doesn't want to be on camera. I'm dealing with that a lot in my family right now. Andrew, I wanted to share right off the top the moment we had in the kitchen just now that, I mean, I wish someone could have caught it on camera.
The shitting stuff?
Anal. I mean, yeah, but or like everything. You're already ruining the punchline.
I got ahead of it.
Oh, ham drip. Okay. So Noah, we're in the kitchen and we're like, Andrew's watching golf videos and I'm making breakfast and and I was like getting ready to sit down and like talk with him and stuff, and he just goes, uh-oh. And and by the way, when my oatmeal was cooking, which takes 3 minutes, I went to the bathroom, our guest bathroom, and I balconied.
Which you've told me I can never shit in there.
Oh, well, you can shit. Well, because your shits take 45 minutes.
No, they don't. I'm like a very quick shitter. Really? I shit faster than I pee.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's an exaggeration.
That's a problem then.
I try to shit as quick as I pee because anytime I'm in a restaurant, I don't want people to know I shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I count it off.
That's what girls have done too. I think that's why girls all shit fast, is because we just fear men knowing that we're...
Maybe you bring your girlfriend in there because then you go, oh no, we got into a serious conversation.
And no, it covers it's to do up coke. This shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Off each other's tits. Yeah.
Or someone to hold your hair back while you puke up your dinner, because we all do that.
Delta, Delta.
virus. And... No, you go, you can have, that. You can shit in, and I know you shit in there because I've seen the toilet paper be half changed out and you're not peeing with toilet paper, so.
Oh, no, I wipe my dick.
Okay. Well, honestly, after what happened this weekend with you, you should.
That was bad. I mean, we can get into that real quick, but Brenna, we tried to get a little sexy time in the middle of the night. I went and took a piss at 2 a.m. I woke her up. She was turned on, and I guess I didn't shake my cock, and I had a lot of pee in my panties, and she felt it, and it was turned off immediately, and I went back to bed.
No way. She didn't want to do it after that?
She didn't love having a handful of piss.
how much piss was on your dick?
More than a drop.
Really?
Like, more than she a felt drop, like, less than a full piss. But
did you just like not shake it well? Like,
it's
you just,
the middle of the night.
So you probably kept peeing like on the way back a little
I'm
bit?
I'm sure. Or maybe going there. Maybe I just stayed in bed and pissed. I don't remember exactly.
Was your pants? Did she feel your pants, or she felt your like penis was like she had wet on her hands?
Like literally she felt my underwear, and I was wearing tidy blackies, and she felt the pants, and yeah, it was
a lot.
Wet. It wasn't like damp. I wouldn't use damp. It was wet. And so I took them off and I was like, no, she's like, I have piss on my hands. Let's go bed.
Yeah,
I mean, she
yeah.
probably would have if I like forced her.
But she was into it, and then it was just like, yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
What if it turned her on more? She's like, finally figured it out.
I mean, people are into that. That's becoming a very common thing, I think.
So we're like in the kitchen, play. Though.
Yeah, so we're in the kitchen this morning. And you went off to go balcony. You go, oh, got a balcony. And I go, I'll see you in 45 minutes. And I go, oh, I just balconied, actually. And you were like, what? I was like, it was one of those ones that made my eyes cross because it felt so good. Like, it was so rewarding. And I even went when I first got up this morning, and it was, like, not rewarding, and it was fine.
Can you show me this face real quick? The cross.
Like, it's orgasmic. That's why anal feels good.
Can you cross your eyes? Oh, wow. You're really good at it.
Thanks.
Am I doing it? I feel like I'm doing it.
Yeah. That's what you look like to me. Like, when you talk, I think you look like that. If I close my eyes and, like, imagine... If I was a blind person and imagine what you look like, that is what I think you would look like. Wait, do it again.
I'm glad I could do
it's
it because
so
I can't move my
dumb
ears.
People look when they have cross eyes.
Oh, my God. Or one lazy eye is just bad.
Yeah,
just...
unless you want to be popular like me in sixth grade and you emulate someone's lazy eye.
Yeah, Nancy Roberts. Wait, so...
Nancy Roberts.
Wait, what? Okay, so yeah, so we're talking about shitting. You shit one... You said you had
I had one this morning, monster. And then I went again, and it was like everything. Like, my body is like a...
temple right now because it has nothing in it. Like one of those that's just like, oh, ayahuasca shit, where it's like you get out all the demons. It's just like, it was amazing.
Are you more of a log person or more of a multiple poopies?
This second one was the first thing you said. And the first one this morning was the second one you said.
So you had to empty out to get the log, the big daddy.
Yeah, like sometimes I like, let's not talk too much about poop, but like all of mine have been very consistent and like I'm really good at that. They're just like, I rarely have like.
Well, you don't enter cheese in your diet. You don't enter bread. Like you are a smooth machine. You have a lot of fiber in your diet. You know what I mean?
I eat pretty clean.
Yeah.
And although I did get a latte the other day at Starbucks in the...
You got a latte poop?
Well, I it was so bizarre because I got a latte and it just tasted a little different. But sometimes they use, you know, instead of sugar-free, they'll use regular sugar. Or sometimes they use decaf instead of... Like there's things that can go wrong. And I smelled it and I looked at it and I was like, this looks like almond milk. It has this like... It's not the almond milk, but it was. They used regular milk, and I drank half of it before my stomach started hurting so
right
bad,
away.
Dude. It was so weird, and I was getting like gas in a weird area. I was like, oh my God, dairy is so disgusting when you really purge your body of it. And I'm not trying to be like, I'm better than you, but like being vegan got me to get dairy out of my system, which I've always heard was better for your skin anyway. And, you know, my skin definitely got better after I cut out cheese and dairy, but man, it was like, it was nice to see that it was the cause of it. Cause I was like, what's going on with me? This is weird. So anyway, you're going to be gone a while. It took me 30 seconds because I came back and my oatmeal still had 2 minutes on it. And I had set it for three. And so I came back.
Is this the new Amazing Race show?
Are you just trying to beat the microwave before you make more things to make you put more poop in your body?
It's weird. You eat a lot of liquids and then comes out solid. That's
I know.
I always think about
if you eat all marshmallows, it'll still be poop. It'll still be brown. Like if you eat all foods that are one color,
yeah.
It's always going to, because it's the acid.
But if you eat beets, your poop's red.
Yeah, that's
so
one that just
affect
like,
it.
That's just blood, babe. Oh. Yeah. If you eat beets and shards of glass, it's weird. It comes out red. So.
I asked you though. I didn't ask you. With
no,
my
I,
eyes.
I just go, I go, that literally, I go, it took me like 30 seconds. Like every time I poop, it's like. It just comes out so easily. I'm so grateful for it. I was kind of bragging because you go in and you need like a Tolstoy to read. You like
Toy Story.
Oh yeah, you're reading Toy Story. You can like do you spend a lot of time on there and like you're like sometimes guys like set up shop. You know, they have like a sitting desk.
It's a place where you get silence. It's like going out into the middle of
the
river.
You live alone and you have your own bedroom. You can get silence anytime you want. You act like you have five kids or something.
Well, I grew up with three brothers and a mom.
Oh, okay, it's just a place that
it's like going out on a lake on a little canoe and you're fishing and there's no rush. You don't want to rush. You know what I mean?
Oh, see, I don't like.
And then your legs
go numb. I
don't like
the smell is lingering, and it's like you're sitting on.
I've
eaten
a burger while shitting before.
Oof,
that's wild.
Yeah, well, and I think you've gotten like a lap dance before, right? Well,
I got laid on a shitter.
Were you pooping?
No, I've never done that.
Okay, so you were sitting on the closed toilet seat.
So hot. Oh.
So anyway, Andrew, I'm bragging about taking Noah. This is hilarious. I go, I'm bragging about like. Seriously, mine are so fast. And he just goes, do you think? And I go, no. He goes, do you think? And I go, no.
I was like, yes. I was like, did you think?
Wait, let's do it again. You go,
do you think?
No. And then you go, I go, no.
I go, no.
I
knew you knew what I was going to say.
And I go, I know exactly what you were going to say. You're easier to read than a Toy Story book. I know what you're going to say. And he goes, what do you think I was going to say? I think you were going to say, do you think because you have a lot of anal, it just comes on out? And the answer is no.
Maybe.
No. It's not that.
But I've always taken
pictures.
It's not crazy, though, to think that a poop can come out easier if you're loosening up your butt. a good amount more than a regular person, or not a regular.
Yeah, that actually is a good point. Like
I mean, it's not wild to think that those two could be connected. That you are training your butthole for a poop.
Yeah, I just don't think it's not just like falling out of my ass though. And I think that's what so many people think about people that do anal is like. They just constantly have to wear diapers because poop is sliding out of their ass because they have so much, so anal many sex, dicks up.
Yeah, that's
stretched you out. It's just like, it's like your asshole is like a rubber band. Like, and we've all taken dumps that are way bigger than dicks.
It's
and
like so a girl.
If that came out of your butt, your butt would then be, you know, so stop this kind of narrative of like, oh, she's so loose. And even guys say it about pussies.
Well, yeah, about
I'm
pussies.
So sick
yeah,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Your
pussy can be insanely loose and never have sex.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have friends who have just like really like cavernous vaginas that are super tiny people.
All natural.
But they like can't, they just, and my one friend, whenever she does an inversion in yoga class, her pussy just like sucks up all the air, like yoga mats start getting like sucked into it. It's like, and then when she comes down from it, she
like
queefs every
hole.
Single time. She can't help it because she's like, I don't know why it just sucks it up because I can't, it's just open already. And she's not like some like flagrant whore. You know what I mean? It's so funny. Yeah. Like a black hole.
Oh, I love just picturing everyone. Like, no.
Oh,
no.
My God. We have a couple things to show you that we got submitted from people. And I wanted to bring you into the conversation about it because it does involve what we're already talking about. We got, can we talk about it right now? No.
Oh, we're doing Fanthrax?
Well, we're doing Fanthrax later on, but these are like special ones that we got submitted. This comes from one of our... listeners. She said, Nikki, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I'm seeing a new guy who loves to go down on me, but I cannot suck his dick because for one, I'm bad at it. And for two, his dick is a monster. Like it's like trying to suck a 10-inch fist. I got it one third in my mouth and my eyes watered. LMAO. I'm trying to remember the over the bed position you talked about that allows you to suck dick better, but I cannot picture what that looks like. Help. Or any help or tips, please. What is that position? So that is one where you lay on your back and you put your head off the bed so that your mouth and throat are lined up in a like a straight line. Like it's just all like you were swallowing a sword.
Yes.
That's not going to help, though, with a fist. Like even if I did that, a fist couldn't still fit in my mouth then down my throat because you have some sort of capacity. I would ask him what other women have done or what he... once from you. I would also invest in a cock sleeve, which would cover a big part of like a girthy one that you can find online. A lot of lube and a cock sleeve so that you can have something that will give you the tightness that isn't just your hands. Because if you're bad at it, like you're saying,
oh, I see what you're saying.
You're probably insecure about how tight to squeeze, what to do. And like a cock sleeve with lube will cover the first like 4 inches of it and you can just do that and then use your mouth with the other part.
I would also watch a lot of snake videos. If you ever see a snake eat a deer, they could really
unhinge
your jaw like a boa constrictor.
And then die when it pops through your neck.
Yeah.
When you ever see that when a snake just like it breaks inside of it because it's too big?
Oh man.
And like punctures through the snake.
I wonder if this girl's bad at sucking huge cock or like all cock because I mean, I think
she's probably bad at all.
Yeah.
Or she thinks she's bad.
I mean,
what are some tips?
I think what else you could do is why don't you blow him when he's soft?
Because he'll get hard.
No, I know. I'm just making FUN. But
making FUN.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think you have a good point, though. I think get your hands involved. Try to make your hands kind of a mouth as well, and then stay around the tip. Come off of it some. I always like that. Let the dick breathe a little bit. Switch it up.
And this one has lungs of its own, so let it breathe.
Yeah, he has his own blue whale
Unmask
cock.
It.
Yeah, but no, but I think like there's something to be said about, you know, pain. Ask him what he likes. Have an open dialogue. Joke about it.
That's the thing. It's like there's, it's so,
like,
it's
have
easier
you even
said
told
though.
Him? I know. It's either said than blown, but I think like just talk to him. Be like, look, you got a monster penis. Let's have fun here.
That's the good thing. Whatever your concerns are, it's because he has a huge dick, which no guy is going to have a problem discussing that. Or maybe he is insecure about it because some guys are like,
you know, there's some dicks, if that is as big as, like, it looks like a fist, like that big, that would intimidate a lot of women and make women scared. So maybe he does have some hang-ups about it, and you could hang your laundry on it and to dry.
I mean, she could take out some teeth. I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's always that.
There's just, there's actual apparatus apparati that you can buy. I think that I just want to empower women because I'm almost talking to myself at a younger age of like, how do I would always hear like, just incorporate lube, mm-hmm. incorporate a cock sleeve, do different, like, it's like these things are hard, like to just go, hold on, I'm going to go get in my purse and then like open a package that you bought. That's like a weird thing. But I don't think guys are going to be that turned off if you are like, I heard this girl talk about this. I'm trying it out. I don't know what I'm doing, but let's just give it a whirl and just use a fucking ton of lube and just give his penis a massage with your hands. Like, just go buck wild. Do what you want to do and see how that goes. And just even tell him, like, because then that takes the onus off of you trying to do good for him. Just say, can I just do what I want to do? So then if it's bad, it's because you're just having fun and you don't have to take... You don't have to take so much blame if it's not good, you know, because you're not trying to please him. You're doing it for yourself. So I think that's a way to and the guy will be really turned on by a girl being like, I just want to do this. And even if it's not good, guys love when you're so fascinated and like happy doing what you're doing that your enthusiasm can be as hot as if you were really skillful. So if you phrase it like, hey, can I just do what I want to do to this thing and just do whatever you want to do.
Also, don't worry about, like, I think there's a fear of, like, if I bring out lube or if I bring out a cock sleeve, he's going to be like, how many guys have you fucked where you feel comfortable doing this? You could be very open sexually and not be a whore or whatever, how you think you'll be perceived.
But you're saying that as someone who, in, like, I don't know, 5 years ago would have had those thoughts about that brings that stuff out. Probably. So what could she have said? That would make, because you would have just thought that.
They could have lied to me and said I had a huge cock to start. No. But I think, like, I think I wasn't ready then. I mean, yeah, there is something to, like.
So what if this guy isn't ready to hear that and is going to judge her and think she's a slut because she has lube and stuff? What?
Maybe he's not the right guy then. I don't know.
You didn't deserve to hook up with anyone that would have had lube?
Maybe. Maybe if I was being a fucking ignorant idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't deserve good pussy because I'm a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, and insecure that it means this girl.
Yeah, and even if she has fucked a ton of dudes, you fucked a ton of girls. Stop fucking, like.
And you can always say that I have this lube. I've never bought this stuff. This is new for me. And I mean, if that's probably would be sincere. Honestly, you can just say this girl that I listened to a lot suggested that this has changed her sex life to just dump lube. Like, I go through so much lube, it's insane, and I never used lube before ever. Yeah. Ever. The other day I was like hooking up in a situation where there was no lube in sight and I just didn't even want to do it because I'm like, I don't want to go back to using spit or like my own wetness. Like it doesn't, that's good, but it's lube. It doesn't make me feel insecure anymore. It doesn't make me feel like I'm an old dry woman. It's like everyone should be using it. It allows
you to do positions that,
it's like a swimming pool when you are used to swimming in lakes and you're like, I won't want to go in a swimming pool. It's artificial. And like, it's just, it makes everything feel safe. And I'm not worried about what lurks beneath. It's like, well, swimming pools are still, they're not a lake and natural, but I would argue they're better.
Look, I think you nailed it on that one.
I mean, I don't know if I nailed it, but it's a pretty good one. Pretty good analogy.
Yeah, it was a great analogy. I think open dialogue. Always just, I really think, I swear to you, even if you talk about it when you're not fucking. Mm. Like, don't make it, it's kind of like when you have Thanksgiving dinner with the family and there's so much buildup because you're actually having these, like, insanely intense conversations while at the most, insane time. Maybe talk about it when you're watching fucking Kenny Powers or whatever on TV and be like, I don't know. I was listening to Nikki Glaser podcast, and I'm really horny right now. But before we get, go in,
just be like, do you know what I bought earlier today? Yeah, I know this is really weird, but I was thinking about you. Just say you were thinking about him and like
his monster thought about cock. His just monster, say monster cock a lot.
Yeah, and just say like, this is a, like, you can do whorish things and kind of just put them on me. Say that I suggested that you do them. And it's true. You know, like, we all have to explore these things. No one just goes into using these toys. Like, there's always has to be a first step. No one is just like a just right out of the gate, oh, I've been using this all along. Like, you have to take that first step. And I just, trust me, I wish I would have incorporated lube so much earlier.
Dude, like, and, oh yeah, sorry. When going into like a sex toy store, like, or like, you know, whatever, like New York, they're on every corner. So it really does like normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if there's only like one in your town, it's kind of weird. You want to put on like a mustache and like a fake nose to go in there. But there is something about going together as a couple, and it's fun. It's exciting. It's like, I don't know. It's like a rush to go in and pick out things that might feel good. It's an adult toy store. Like, so go together and make it maybe.
And this is for all the men out there. Like, if your dick is like, if a girl is having trouble getting it in her, or like is like, ow, and like isn't, first of all, lube. Second of all, you guys don't understand that when you give us clitoral like orgasms or like do stuff on the outside, it loosens us up to accept things. So when people are trying anal out of nowhere, start with a finger. Make sure she comes a lot from the front first. Like, sometimes if I'm having trouble like accepting that thing in my body or in some way, I'm like, I haven't come enough. Like, I need to be relaxed and like let my body relax. Like, starting off with penetration with no others, like foreplay is so important. And it's not just like a little light fingering outside the jeans. And like, just because she's wet doesn't mean she's ready for like her, like your body like opens up in a way and relaxes, and the muscles, all the tense muscles relax that are causing you pain when you've come a couple times from other stuff. And just wait for until she says to put it in. How about that? Let's just wait until she's like, please put your dick in me. Then you have consent and you know she's ready. Boom. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Is staring at me. And it's so upsetting. I can't even tell you the face he's making at me is such a bummer. It's judgmental.
Maybe he just hates me.
He definitely is not feeling me today. It's such a weird look. Okay, what's the news today, Andrew?
Oh, man. First of all, I hope you're having all the swells out there. It's the weekend, almost. You know what I mean. And, you know, I hope you have a good time out there. Go out on the lake, take a long shit.
Or in the pool.
Have anal sex. If he has a monster cock, maybe he just bangs the back of your shoulder blades and you put them together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something hot. Okay.
That's a new one. We're going to be in Charlotte, by the way. We have a second show in Charlotte. Well, Orlando is selling well. Charlotte's selling well. We got a second show in Charlotte. We need Charlotte to step up because that second show is going to be very intimate otherwise. But that could be fun, too.
Yeah, man.
So if you're in the Charlotte area or want to take a road trip, 9:30 in Charlotte on my website, you can get tickets. That's going to be a special show because it's the first one sold really well, and the second one's like more of like a black box theater amount of people, which I'm happy up to do. My agents called me and said, do you want to cancel it because we don't want you to feel sad? And I was like, no, I don't care. I've performed for just fourth sold room so much in my goddamn life. And they go, my manager goes, this is really a breath of fresh air because we have so many like, I don't want to say men, but it is men who are so insecure that they can't handle performing for a crowd that's half sold. I don't care. I don't take it personally. Even if it is personal, I don't.
Also, it's for you to get ready for your thing in a while.
And they go, do you want to cancel? And I go, no, I need to do sets.
Yeah,
and
I think it'll be fun. Also, you do less sets on the weekend. We're going to have a fucking blast.
It's going to be fun.
And so the Charlotte, second show will probably be even more fun. Because
I guarantee you. No offense to the first show. We'll give it our all.
I will show my penis in the second show. I'm just letting everyone know.
We want people to go, Andrew. So don't discourage me.
Sorry, I thought I was going to get
penis. Okay, what's the first one?
Okay, a New York City gal felt bad canceling a first date during Hurricane Ida because the guy wanted to go, only to have an awkward date because the guy was not talkative. So this girl in New York City, Hurricane Ida's hitting. There's flooding.
Stop doing things because you feel bad. Stop doing things because you feel bad. Stop doing things just because you feel bad. You gotta stop, guys. You gotta stop. And I know it's hard. That thing of like, but I'll feel bad, but they might feel this way. It's like, if you are not, if you're not maliciously, if you're canceling something because you don't feel like it, you're nervous, you got social anxiety.
There's a hurricane.
There's a fucking weather event that might, you know, take that, you know, the subway station's flooding. You might die on the way to it. There's, stop this. And especially don't start off, that's not the foot you want to start off on a date, is doing something because you feel bad. Now, let me say, keep your word. Your word should be bond, gold bond. Your word should, remember?
Yes, when you're, don't let it
keep
break
your
down.
Word. Like, when you say you're going to do something, but, you know, when there's something like Ida, or you're really sick, or you just, even if you just don't want to.
Yeah, you're not going against your word at that point.
You're allowed to cancel things. And I promise you, when you are doing something just to be nice, or because I feel bad. My mom says that all the time. Nikki, I have to do this because I can't.
I got to go to this party.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, you're, let me tell you, you're going to feel bad if you do things against your will. You're raping yourself, everyone. And I know that's a harsh term, but like when you do, when I used to have sex with guys in the morning after I woke up from a drunken night where I had slept with them because I was drunk. And in the morning, we were both sober and they wanted to have sex again because they were into it and had morning, and they had been into it even when they were drunk or not drunk. And now they want it again in the morning. And I don't like this person at all, but I do it because I feel bad. Because if I don't want to, then he'll know I don't really like him. Ugh. And he's horny and I'll feel bad. So I'd have sex with him. I was raping myself with his body. It was me betraying me. And I tell you, that kind of stuff, and that's an egregious example, but when you do things that you don't want to do for other people, you're putting people, other people first. They don't win in the end because you're lying to them. So you're being dishonest. And you betray yourself in a way that it feels the same as like someone you love betraying you. You're supposed to love yourself. So stop going against your natural instincts.
This was pretty amazing.
This morning.
Too. Oh, sorry.
When you wanted to go get your coffee, I'm like, yeah, just go get it.
Yeah.
But you felt bad because you thought I wanted it to be like a joint thing.
Well, you've
thing.
Said to me before, you go, oh, you're walking fast. You're walking. Oh, you're hurrying up onto the airplane.
But that's,
so then you tell a man that. So then he slows down for you. And then you say you can speed up. I'm all over the place.
Well,
don't you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It annoys me when you speed onto the plane when it's not going anywhere. And we're all having a conversation.
I was having anxiety. I wasn't feeling good.
Okay. Well, that's what you can say. You can say, I'm having anxiety. I don't feel good. I just want to go on. And then it's like, okay, it's done.
I know. I probably should have said that.
And this morning you can go, I'm really hungry. I just want to get it. Is it okay if I go ahead? Yeah. Like, I know you're scared of my response on that, but it doesn't feel good to me when you sacrifice what you want to do for me because you're scared of me.
Okay.
And I don't know how to like give you license. I just always want to say like, I always go, you can go. It's like,
because when I got on the plane, you were not chill about it.
I was just like, why?
No, you said it. You said it more than once though.
I know, because I wanted an answer for it.
You got back on the plane and you're like, you had this like this. You don't see it, but you were like, someone had to hurry to be on the plane.
Oh, you had to hurry.
Someone to hurry.
But I just wanted an answer for it. I go, no, I kept saying, why? What's the rush? And if you would have said, I just want to sit down and be on my phone, that would answer it for me. But instead it was like, do you think they're going to leave without you? They're not going
to. No, I didn't think that. First of all, I said I got plane. Okay. So anyways, back to this story.
Yeah.
She was going rock climbing. Right. So she told herself, well, I like rock climbing. She's a trainer. So at least it's like partly for her. She got there. The guy didn't pay for her. She was waiting for him to pay. And then she. Yeah. Anyways.
These people. I cannot believe these people exist. I just like these men that. And
who keeps pushing for the girl to come during a hurricane?
Like a guy that is horny and thinks he's going to get late. A guy that has not come in a while. It's like. Oh, and a guy that's really capable of making someone feel bad, and that girl probably has parents that used to make her feel bad about her feelings, so she thinks her feelings don't matter. And that's what, I mean, I relate to it. Like, my parents didn't make me feel bad about my feelings, but they didn't honor them, so I always question, like, if I feel something, it's probably wrong, and the other person's feelings are more valid than mine, and I should just changed my feelings to theirs.
Ooh, I feel that, sister.
Yeah, you should, because I just told you to feel that way, and that's an okay feeling.
Next story.
yeah, we both are like that, and I get into, that's like the, yeah. I get into, we both, I can take advantage of that with you, my, like, it's a bad thing about me, and.
I just think, like, if at that point, maybe I should sometimes just be honest. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Or just be honest and say, I just want to be on the plane.
I did say that, though.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You were just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's me going, I just want to be on the fucking plane in my head. Mm-hmm. Next time I'll cross my eyes and go, I just wanted to sit down. All right. Yes. Olivia and this baby helped save me from myself.
I couldn't watch him on Seth. I didn't watch it. Did you watch the Seth Meyers? What I heard a lot of people talking about it.
Why couldn't you watch it?
That's a great question. I don't know.
You don't want to be on the plane?
I just want to be on my phone and I just want to sit down. Let me really dig into that. I am jealous.
Okay, so you're jealous of his fame or?
No. I am, there's a jealousy factor of this person.
John Mulaney.
John, like men get to get away with so much more than women. And not that I'm saying he should be canceled for what he's done or
what, for leaving his wife
or whatever happened. Like, clearly he was struggling with something and he's someone I know. So I don't want, like, I don't want anyone to ever be canceled. But when I see men getting treated in a way that women in the same position, I think would not be treated for these actions, and the way that Olivia Munn is kind of being more demonized in this situation than he might be. Not that I think either of them should be, because you can't help who you fall in love with. You can't help what you're addicted to. You can't help when a baby is conceived and when it's not, or when you fall out of love with your... I don't blame anyone for any of that stuff. I just hate how much... You know, celebrity culture, people that are obsessed with celebrities. This goes back to the Machine Gun Kelly, Megan
parasocial
Fox.
Parasocial relationships, I learned.
What?
Is when, like, you feel a connection with a celebrity, like they're your friend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Olivia Munn, and I'm just going off of, I have a lot of anxiety or a lot of aggression about this stuff pent up from reading the subreddit Demois, which is just like these nasty, mean celeb, obsessors that have a lot of opinions and just, you know, have dragged her through the mud countless times where I have to exit the thing, because I just go, there's nothing I could say that would get through to these people to ever sympathize with this woman, or to actually, like, they'll just cite things she's done in the past that I think are super cool and like feminist and like outspoken and herself, and because they're a little bit like slutty or something. You know, there was these leaked things that she had written about Chris Pine, like this like photo book where she like had arrows pointing to her ass being like, your dick goes here. Like, I thought it was so hot and great. Like so funny. Yeah. And these girls are just like, you could tell she was like a bad person even then. That disgusted me. I was turned off immediately. It's just like, well, it wasn't for you. It was a leak, by the way. So yeah. She didn't put this out. And even if she did, fuck you.
And then John Mulaney is seen as like, the boy wonder, then couldn't do any wrong, went to Georgetown, he's clean cut, even though he's told you in his comedy he's not that nice of a person. Like, he has anger issues, like you see it in his stand-up, but because he wears a tie and parts his hair
and
talks
like
this. And
because he's extremely
talented. So talented.
And his comedy is mostly clean and accessible to the masses. People just... don't want to put it on, and it's
but people were very upset with him because he went out of character. It goes back to the Trump thing of like, as long as you're an asshole across the board, that's who you are, you're an asshole.
So tell me
but
what you
don't
saw
trick me. Don't,
on the Seth Meyers thing,
but you know what I mean though, like Mulaney, yeah. It's like, don't trick me. Like, people get mad at that. They're like, you had me as a good person and now you do this one bad
are
thing.
Are people really feeling that way
yeah,
about him?
Apparently he's, that's why he went on Seth Meyers, essentially, because he's
it was
been
a
getting,
PR move. Yeah.
It felt a little PR-y, that being
that's
said.
That's what I heard. It was like, it was almost like his statement.
It felt like a statement.
Was it funny? Did he pepper it with jokes?
Yes, a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I was conflicted because it was PR-y and it was very honest.
There's nothing wrong with PR, by the way. Like, no. You're trying to make money. You're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to explain to the public in a way that will make them like you again. Like, I can't blame anyone
for
making a PR.
There's also no crowd,
move.
So no laughter. So, like, the jokes, like...
I gotta watch it.
The truth, I think you'll like it, because it was very... It was.
I love John. Yeah. I love this side of him that's coming out, that's like, oh,
okay, well, this is what I've always, I don't know, John, in a way that I knew any of this, by the way. Like, I thought, as well as the public, like, we're not even, like, he wouldn't call me a friend. Like, we're acquaintances. We're both comedians and run into each other and have worked together a lot. And, but I didn't know this side of him, but I knew it from his stand-up. Because, like you said, like, I saw when he told the story of going to his doctor to get Adderall.
Yeah.
That, everyone, my cockles got raised of, like, this isn't a person who's dabbling in a, like, I knew he used to drink as a kid and he quit. And he was, like, a severe drunk when he was a kid. And he was one of the reasons I stopped drinking was because I want to be as successful as John Mulaney. And if he quit drinking as soon as he knew what he wanted to be, I need to do that now. And so when he said in that joke where he said he went to the doctor to try to get Adderall, and then he ended up getting like a colonoscopy, like he had a finger up his butt because he lied or whatever it was, that I go, like, I can predict divorces a lot of times with men when they start shit talking their wives. I go, this guy is teetering on something.
And the conversation was like, it was about the intervention and how even while the intervention's going on, he still had to be the smartest guy in the room. So like, they're like, yeah, I already know what you're gonna say. Oh, look, I know I have a problem, I need help. Like, he got ahead of what everyone's letter was gonna be.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, I know. A lot of these things he was saying, I think of you actually with like, but then
I would be the same way. Yeah, we got to go to the break. I just want to play one thing as we go to break. This is Caleb Sinan, one of my favorite new comics, who did an impression of John Mulaney talking about COVID. This brought me joy because sometimes I attribute so much, like, Caleb's a brilliant comedian, by the way.
Yeah.
I asked him to punch up my special bang, and like, he's someone I go to. He's just such a good joke writer. I think he's like the next Mulaney. Like, his jokes are that kind of dense and thoughtful. And he did an impression of John Mulaney talking about COVID, and it made me happy because it just kind of shows that it's comedy is a formula, and you can there's Mad Libs sometimes. And John Mulaney, I'm not taking anything from him, but you get into a style, and then you can just like, it's like Mad Libs.
Kyle Dunnigan does a really good Mulaney too.
But this is a great, is actually, if Mulaney did this bit, you would go, this is a classic Mulaney bit. Like, it's a well-written bit. So this is Caleb Sinan, S-Y-N-A-N. Follow him on Instagram.
Have you noticed people keep asking you how your COVID was? Not the disease, the time. Like it was a long weekend. What is this, the first day of school? Oh, I had a great COVID. I learned to cook lasagna, and I saw the Grand Canyon. How was your COVID, John? You must not be on Twitter, because my life exploded.
Like, I want that.
Yeah, it's a great bit.
I want to see John do that, and then I want John to go into how his life. I mean, I can't wait for the next John Mulaney special. Congratulations to the new couple and their baby that is coming.
Yeah.
And people speculate the baby might come sooner than they are pretending that it's going to.
Well, a lot of people are giving you credit, our show credit, for releasing it.
And you know what? All I did was release Claire Parker's speculation. Yeah. So shout out to Claire Parker. And she has an amazing podcast called Celebrity Memoir Book Club that you should check out. And you should follow her on TikTok because she has all the celebrity gossip. Claire Parker. And she's been a longtime friend of the show who I met through you. I love Claire Parker. So we'll be right back with our weekly sports moment.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here. And we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it?
Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into it. What's our weekly sports moment, Andrew? Here's Andrew's weekly sports moment.
It sounds like we redid it to make you even more upset. Let's see here. A Clemson football fan inhales tub of mayo during Clemson, Georgia Duke's Mayo Classic. I mean, this guy ate a whole jar of mayonnaise. Now, coming from someone that loves...
Yeah.
Meow meow.
Okay, wait. So tell me. Okay, I'm looking at images of this. I cannot. What?
I knew it hit
wait,
you.
Wait, is this a yearly thing they do?
People have been known to eat mayonnaise in the stands before. This was a Duke mayonnaise classic, so it was sponsored by Duke mayonnaise.
It's not like the Fritos Bowl where it's like every year it's like the same sponsor. Is a Duke mayonnaise classic? Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
That used to be a sandwich you used to make, and it was just mayonnaise on white bread, right?
Yeah, served at Duke when I got in there for early acceptance. Stuck it. Trip. Okay. A lot of people are giving this shit. I love mayonnaise, right? I couldn't do this. I couldn't eat mayonnaise out of a jar.
I hate when girls act like, ew, I'm so grossed out. Like, I'm going to barf. Like, vomit in my mouth. Like,
yes.
I am. My stomach is turning in a way.
But you do feel that.
I feel this one, and I would not have expected that I feel that one.
But this, I thought about it one step farther, and I go, is there any condiment that can be eaten out of a big jar where you would be okay with it?
No, but mayonnaise is...
But that's my point.
The grossest.
But everyone goes, oh, you couldn't eat a jar of mayonnaise. You can't eat a jar of sweet onion sauce that you love at Subway. Could you eat...
No, ew.
So we could eat... We love condiments. Me and you are big condiment heads.
Yeah, but I don't... Condiments alone... The only thing I will lick off my finger alone, and I'm serious about this, is A1, mustard, not even ketchup. Ketchup needs something with it.
I know. Isn't that wild, though? We love condiments. We want to roll around in it, but if it's just a condiment.
But mayonnaise, I mean, that one, I would absolutely take down mustard, ketchup. Anything in a bucket is going to be disgusting, but mayonnaise, I think, tops that.
It is interesting because I couldn't lick mayonnaise off a knife. Like if I made a chicken salad sandwich, I got a lot of mayo on the knife.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't love it.
You'd probably cut your mouth.
Maybe. It would depend if I open it up.
Like it looks like Luigi's going down on you as he's licking his paw. That is where your penis is. I mean, it's quite a sight for sore eyes.
Your eyes okay?
Would you... What condiment is your least favorite? And would you? I mean, you once ate sour cream, a bowl of sour cream, thinking it was.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was sour cream.
Right.
So if you put a sour cream in a jar that said sour cream, not a huge fan. You put it in a bowl. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I would love it.
That's different. Yeah. Okay.
You tricked me.
I once put mayonnaise on a plum and had my sister eat it.
Wait.
Well, we used to do this thing where we would blindfold each other and make like concoctions and then make each other eat it.
Okay.
And by we, I mean I would make her because I was an older sister. And so I always went first. And I put mayonnaise on a plum and had her bite into it.
This was the first Notebook or Chalamet movie. Mayonnaise on a plum.
Honestly, I would rather eat a plum with Timothy Chalamet's jizz. That was such a hot scene. I just think anyone.
So was the one with your sister.
I would rather chug cum that of a man I loved than mayonnaise. I really would.
Oh my god! But
I remember I was so angry because she cried and we had a rule of no mayonnaise. Like mayonnaise is too gross. Like we didn't have a rule, but she knew how much I feared mayonnaise. She wasn't as mayonnaise adverse as I was as a kid. But she hated it, and she told my mom, and I remember she was crying, and my mom goes, you have to eat mayonnaise on a plum too now. You have to. Oh. And I ran away from home. I remember I go, I remember running out the front door and going, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight, but I will not do that. I will never do that. I hate mayonnaise so much. And I ran out, and I remember thinking, this is it. I have to run away now because I knew my mom was serious, eye for an eye, mayonnaise plum for a mayonnaise plum. And I was...
How long were you gone for before you came back? Well, and did you ever have to eat the mayonnaise plum?
No, I didn't have to because my mom... My parents were terrible about punishing us. I don't know about in your family, but their threats were taken seriously at first by us. We'd be like, oh my God, their parents...
Forgot.
They couldn't stick it because we just would cry to the point where it was just not going to happen.
But maybe the cry was the punishment.
Yeah, just the thought that they could make me eat. Yeah. I just felt how could you, Mom? Lauren, I go, she didn't even bite it. She just licked the mayonnaise and then tore off the blindfold and saw what it was and was so. So, how
long were you gone? You think?
Probably like 15 minutes. And then I just circled the neighborhood and go, I don't know.
Yeah, every time you run away as a kid, you get to about, I don't know, 400 feet from the house and it hits you like...
I used to pack up my stuff and get and go so many times.
But it does hit you where you go, getting kind of hungry and I've been gone 20 seconds now.
I know. I think that's a really bad sign if your kids keep trying to leave your home and like run away.
I love the idea of your mom using a mayo plum for the rest of your whole child. Like, that you want the mayonnaise plum.
Yeah. I'm like, no, mom, you can tell me I can't go to prom and you can take away, you know, my screen time. But please don't make me eat the mayo plum. I mean, there's parents have done I've heard so many terrible things. Melissa Villaseñor was on Adam Ray's podcast recently and they put up a clip of it. And he was talking about like, did you get like punished as a kid? And she was like, oh yeah, you know, my dad would, you know, he'd go to the kitchen and pick out a, you know, or he'd go in his closet and we'd hear his belts clinking. And I'm just like, oh my God, baby Melissa, This isn't as adorable of a story as you think. Like, I really feel so sad for kids that were punished in these cruel ways. Like, you know, almost, intent. There's intent behind it. Like when a parent just is like slaps you because you're being a little brat, I'm like, I've been able to forgive my mom for slapping me once because I was a bitch and I deserved it. And it was just in the moment.
But a ketchup peach.
But going to your closet and grabbing the belt and being like, get over here, son.
Or find a stick in the yard.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just, I'm so sorry to anyone.
How unoriginal, too. At least use something cool like a step ladder or something fun. You know?
I remember someone telling me that the day his dad hit him, he was just like, it was over. Like, that just changed everything. Like, he lost respect for his dad. Like, that's the thing. You lose respect for your parents because you're like, this thing that's supposed to protect me is now hurt me. And now you can never get that back. So just try not to hurt your kids. Okay, let's get to Fanthrax.
Fanthrax.
It's time for Fanthrax. That is our weekly mail dump where we listen to voice memos and just DMs and different things from podcast listeners. You can always find the link to leave us a voice memo at Nikki Glaser Pod in our bio. So let's get to it. Noah.
Okay, so the first one up is Andre, a message from Andre.
Andrew without a W.
Hey guys, this is Andre in Connecticut. I've been meaning to leave a message of gratitude for you guys for a while now and finally getting to it. I was really bummed when You Up ended, but I was so excited when NGP podcast started, especially happy that K and Squirt Squirt Yakbot were kept alive. Those are my favorite. I take K with me everywhere I go. I'm a fitness instructor and a coach, and I drive to work sometimes at 3:30 in the morning, and I get legitimately giddy when I get up and there's an episode downloading. It's the best way to drive in, and it's always the best way to wake me up on those early days. Noah, I think your voice is amazing. I wish you could replace Alexa and Siri in my life. And
I know.
Andrew, I feel like you're the Brian Redband of the Nikki Glaser experience for me. You drove me nuts when you first joined and started listening, but now I cannot get enough of the Muttley Dog laugh. And when you finish the intro to the news with "you heard it here first," it always makes me laugh and smile. Nikki, I have to admit, I've had a crush on you for years. I think you're the best. Please keep doing what you're doing and what makes you happy. Real besties will always support you, myself especially. There's a lot of us out there. Thank you guys for all the swells. You guys are the best. Thanks.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Andre. Oh, that's so nice. He sounded cute.
He did sound cute.
Right?
He's a trainer. I'm sure he's hot.
I'm sure he's like...
He's like, hi, I'm Andre. I'm 6'3", 215.
Where did he say he was?
Connecticut.
Can we make this work?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah, he's into you for sure.
I know that feeling though of like waking up in the morning and being so excited to like listen to a thing. Like that's how I feel about the morning radio show I listen to here and that we're going to be on tomorrow actually.
I'm excited.
If you guys want to download the Arch app, it's the Arch 106.5 in St. Louis. There's like an app and you can listen from wherever and it's called The Courtney Show and we're going to be on tomorrow at like 8 a.m. Central Time, which is, you know, an hour behind East Coast, 2 hours ahead of Pacific. I feel that same way. Like
that makes me so happy that someone also is like giddy at 3:30 in the morning when they're headed to work. It like just, that's why I wanted to create this show. Like, I know that feeling, like getting up sucks, and like having something to listen to that you're excited about. What do you get excited about in the morning? Like, I get excited to do this show,
yeah,
but
I
get excited about coffee. I get excited about my oatmeal. I get excited about Andre. I get excited. I'm adding him to the list. I get excited about, you know, like the good weather. If I'm going to walk Luigi and like,
yeah,
right now the crisp fall air, it's like summer's kind of melting away in this perfect way. What like gets you excited to get out of bed some days?
Lately, Brenna's been sending me texts right in the morning, like, I hope you have a great day, babe. You're great. Something positive, which really makes me happy. Or we'll leave like a voice note, which I've copied from you, where I just say, oh, I want to snuggle. Yeah, good morning, baby. Kisses, kisses, snuggle.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And, that's sweet. And Maddie Wiener was telling me, our opener this past weekend was telling me that you were sharing some of the voice memos you and Brenna shared. She was like, they're so happy. That's a good Maddie. They're so happy, and I'm so excited for them. And I was like, yeah, I thank like God he hasn't played the memos for me.
Yeah.
We're not.
You'd probably stab me in the chest.
I would just go, these are just, you should probably keep these for yourself.
And which is so nice of you. And then
well, just because it's like, it's just goo goo gaga, like you know,
John Gotti.
Yeah.
Callback. Ham drip. So that's great in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I love getting an email from Noah with the headlines to choose, although it gives me a little anxiety because I want to pick the right ones.
Anxiety.
But I guess it just makes me feel like,
I would never
I'm still
know
alive.
If you pick the right ones or not. Like, is by me you want to pick the right ones?
Yeah, just
I've
in
never
general
once
for the show.
Okay.
I don't get like that anxious about it, especially anymore, but like I kind of have an idea. I send back very quickly. I don't even read the articles before I go, okay, this headline works. This headline works. No, I read the articles
no, I'm
after
kidding.
Fact.
No, I know you do.
On the shitter while I'm shitting and fishing. But yeah, those two things really
do you
make
look
me...
forward to like golf TikTok,
yeah,
like getting back
course.
On TikTok?
Of course.
Like I look forward to going to bed because I save Reddit for bed. Like there are certain things I like to keep till, and I'm so glad that like when I used to not eat breakfast and used to like starve all day, getting up was hell because I was just like, I don't get to look forward to eat. Like eating
yes.
and refueling my body and tasting something delicious used to have to wait. I used to have to like suffer to get it. And now like I get it as soon as I get up, and that will motivate me. Getting Starbucks, aren't you excited about that every morning?
It's the best.
Or like putting coffee in your body. I mean,
and
it is a drug.
I was a spinach wrap head, but now I'm in a turkey bacon egg McMuffin mood, and God damn,
they
make a good little sandwich over there.
We
were talking
about
the egg bites, and how do they do it?
How
is there cheese in there? How do they do it?
It's incredible what they do there, and I'll probably have a third coffee right after this that I'm looking forward to again.
But you sent me that you don't want to do caffeine maybe any. Okay, well, let's maybe
no,
get to
that
the
was all. You go, I'll quit if you quit, and I want to let you know I'll never quit.
Okay.
I'll right, never good, quit caffeine.
Good,
it's I just got to – I can't even begin to – I'm not going to say never. I do have the Alan Carr book for quitting caffeine. It's on my shelf when I'm ready. But it's seriously, if you want to read about caffeine addiction, I only send that to you so you understand when I say how bad caffeine addiction is, what it really entails. Because people go, Nikki, it's not as bad as a heroin, you know, withdrawal. And it actually, it's kind of worse, and it lasts 2.5 years.
And it's so easy to get. And it's terrible when they put fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
Just,
oh my God.
I mean, what are
out.
They thinking at Starbucks?
All right.
Okay. Bad joke.
Next. Yeah. We've lost a couple thousand people in the last minute due to that. But,
Starbucks, get it together.
Okay, next up is Ben.
Ben.
And funny enough, we talked about this earlier.
Hello, Nikki, Noah, and Andrew. My name's Ben. I just wanted to give a thank you to Nikki and also just a PSA to anybody listening. I have like a friends with benefits situation going on with this girl that I met on Tinder like a month ago. And we tried anal recently, and I just wanted to give a thank you to Nikki because from listening to the podcast, like, I was so excited. Like, I was able to just be excited because I felt so prepared. Like, I feel like I didn't have any false expectations of what was going to happen. You know, I had the lube ready. We used a butt plug, and I feel like everything went super smoothly. So I was really grateful for that. It was an awesome experience, but... the PSA is something like I never realized like in porn is that they have such a strict like regimen for keeping themselves clean. Like if mm-hmm. you're going back and forth from mm-hmm. ass to vagina, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize that that's like not something you're supposed to do normally yeah. because of UTIs and stuff. And so uh-huh. we've done it more times since then. And recently, this girl that I've been sleeping with got a UTI. And so yeah. that's just my PSA. I thought it was funny though, because Nikki doesn't have vaginal sex, so I guess that's not a problem for her.
That's right. Yeah. That's interesting. Pretty, so funny that my fans know that about right me. Yeah. To have someone I don't know say, well, Nikki, you don't have vaginal sex. It's just so funny that that's information yeah. people have. And I'm glad you have it. Yeah, that is you forget once you go in that hole, you can't really go in any other places. Not back in the mouth, not back in the vag, unless you have like a wipe of sorts that you know, that takes off any bacteria. Or, you know, now I am in a position where I could do that other, it could go other places, because honestly, when I'm ready to have that kind of sex, that area is cleaner than my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my asshole should get offended that something that has been in my mouth is going in it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it very
much. There's more likely to be shit in my mouth than, you know, before I have anal sex. My asshole's scared of getting gingivitis.
Oh, if I treated my mouth like you do your asshole, I'd have the best mouth ever, man.
Yeah, I'm flossing daily back there with a thong. No, it's I will say the anal douche has changed my life. And
Brad?
what was this? Ben, you're an anal douche. No, you're not. But I'm so glad to hear that, Ben. Thank you so much for that's all I want is like people to feel comfortable going into these circumstances, because I know how uncomfortable I felt and how long it's taken me to get to a place where I finally am like having sex I want to have and I'm not being embarrassed about my body or what it does. But I'll tell you, like, sometimes though, like I'm wanting to hook up and the person is coming over and I'm douching and it ain't gonna happen. Like, you're supposed to do it till the water runs clean like three times. And it's just
river runs through it sequel.
Well, I am thinking about Brad Pitt with long hair when it's all happening. You know, fly fishing, just flicking that rod back
with
and forth.
With his one finger.
Oh, God.
Salmon.
So that's the smell going through the room. The back and forth you got to watch out for. But I'm so glad you're having a good experience. I'm so glad that I wish in the past when I've been really like adamant about everyone should try anal, I wish I would have come with a lot of caveats of like a ton of lube. Don't ever do it without lube. Do not just rely on your spit. And do not just go right in with your penis. Start out with plugs. Start out with a finger. Like, don't, especially if you're doing it for the first time, do not, and don't feel like a failure if your dick isn't going in or she's being like, it hurts. Like, that, she shouldn't just be able to accept a dick right away in her ass. That would be insane. And then also like I was saying, for your vagina hole to loosen it up, use a vibrator in the front part to get everything else like relaxed. Okay, one more to read.
Or Noah. Mayonnaise, Duke's mayonnaise, sponsored. Just throw that in the puss there. Down there in South Carolina, they just use Duke's.
I bet they do, honestly.
Duke's.
It probably would be a good
Duke's
lubricant.
Douche, they call it. Duke's Duke. Double D's. Dumb down there.
Let's go to final thought.
Okay, so the last one is an email from Grace. Hey, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. I was scrolling through Reddit and came across a post on Ask Reddit that said, "The last thing you Googled kills you. How are you going to die?" The last two things I Googled were the milk crate challenge and Bart the Bear. You heard it here first.
Well, that does not look good for you, Grace.
How do you do Google searches?
I think a guy named history? Bart is going to challenge you to a milk crate and you're going to... Or a bear... Like, what does that mean for her then? Like, the two things you Googled are going to kill you together?
Well, here it is. If Bart the Bear tries to do the milk crate challenge and lands on top of me and crushes me to my death, please play a tribute song on guitar at my funeral, Nikki.
I will remember you. You shouldn't have done the crate challenge next to a bear. That's hilarious. And yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could interpret that. Okay, the last things I Googled, I can't even, let me just pull this up and see. Okay, August lyrics. let's see. I want to find a good one. August lyrics. And the thing is, private viewing, private search for so much of my stuff. Spreader bar. Spreader bar and August lyrics. Let me tell you, incorporating a spreader bar into my life has really changed things. So
while learning lyrics.
So August lyrics.
I feel like you'd be reading the lyrics. You'd get a little emotional. You go, hey, let's bring out the spreader bar. And then you'll spread too far and you rip your body in half.
That's not possible with the spreader bar. But I guess, yeah, you're interpreting. Yeah, that's an interpretation of it.
It's an interps.
I think the spreader bar I have on, I start singing August. The guy that's put me in the spreader bar leaves because he's so annoyed. I then can't get out of it. One of the lyrics is, August sipped away like a bottle of wine. I decide to start drinking again. I have the spreader bar on. I can't walk with it because it keeps my legs spread open. And then I fall down some stairs. And I pass away like August did. That's my interpretation. What about you?
My last two Google searches was golf stretches. Which could kill.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah. How did that kill you? I literally just did a hip stretch. My hips are so tight. I went to that stretch place yesterday, and they stretch and for you. It's great. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's better than a massage. I honestly would highly recommend it to anyone.
I did it before I did Dancing with the Stars. I went to Massage Envy. One of their packages was just stretching. And
what did you think?
Because I wanted to learn how to do the splits. The guy was not good at it. I need to go to, what is it, Stretch You?
It's called Stretch You and Cryotherapy, which I think you just.
I'm going to go. Yeah. I want to go get all stretched out. I want to learn how to do the splits really bad. And I think that's just about stretching those muscles. So was it painful in a great way?
It's painful for me. It won't be as painful for you. Me, they literally go, okay, tell me when to stop. I go, stop. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Like, and it's then they go a little bit further.
Yeah, and then you go against it.
Oh, my favorite part of training.
And then they go farther, and then they go against it, and then farther, and then against it, and farther. Yeah. And so they do that
And they go breathe out and breathe in, because when you breathe out, for some reason, when you exhale, you can, like, take it more.
It was interesting. It's so sexual. She wouldn't talk to me, like, really that much. Like, she didn't want to have conversation. I could feel it.
Mm.
And at first, I was
really?
Like,
you can
why don't
feel
you
want
to be friends with me? Why don't you want to be friends? It's like, no, just fucking, she's... just wants to stretch me.
She just wants to. Oh my god! I love when people just don't want to talk.
I know. Usually, I do like that too during a massage, but for some reason, because the lights are on, it feels very conversational environment.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like do do do.
Otherwise, it's just you going. Yeah.
Yes. Like, exactly.
You just wanted to. You almost wanted to defray the tension that you felt, not only in your legs, but like feeling so tight, and like let's joke about how tight I am.
We should do crowd therapy too, though. I think. We might like it.
Yeah, I would try it.
I'm a little scared of it. I mean, it's funny. They go, well, 3 minutes you spend in there, and it's like 10
very,
degrees.
Very cold, yeah.
And they go, well, we'll
December
give you the money
in St. Louis.
Back. Yeah, that's true. We'll give you the money back. Like, some people go in there, and literally after 5 seconds, they go, nope.
Oh, it's like those challenges at a restaurant. If you eat it all, you don't have to pay for it. But in this one, if you don't eat it all, it's like a movie. If you leave early, you get your money back.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool that they'll give you the money back.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so anyways.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
I recommend it because I hate stretching. I hate yoga. I hate any of that shit. But if someone's doing it for me,
okay.
Can I
offer something?
Stop saying I hate things.
No. If I follow a YouTube video where you're like, I want to do these stretches, but I need someone to do them, I will stretch you out if you will do a certain foot thing for me that I've found on YouTube that I just need someone with strong fingers to do. Right. And it won't be sexual, obviously. Brenna can be on FaceTime and watch us do these things. We will have to touch each other and like we'll make grunting noises. But I really just need someone to do this, and I can't ask like a sexual partner
is
to like rub my bunions.
Is there something I could touch your bunion? Like,
I'll put on a sock. There's no bunion. My bunion doesn't have like an open sore on it.
No, I'm not.
Or you could use a tool.
A tool.
Yeah, you could use a tool, but you might. We might need to use like
the thing.
Yeah, but it needs to be like slow, like that. Like I just, I think I find a way to reverse bunions from this therapy, but I can't go to Australia to have these guys work on me,
even though
I'm literally planning a trip around it.
Well, let's call freaking what's his name, Andre. He'll fucking take care of it.
Andre, contact me and I will book you a Southwest flight to get over here and rub my feet. I mean, I just want a real, I just feel like bringing this video to someone at a massage place. But
I would do that for you.
But actual massage places get so weird about like, actually, this isn't the type of therapy I do. They feel like they know better. Whereas you don't have any kind of, you know, stake.
Training.
Yeah. So you're not going to take offense to me being like, don't do it that way. Do it this way.
Depends if you start slapping me and say, do it this way.
Okay, well, then we shouldn't do it. All right, guys, thank you for listening to the show today. We will be here next week, as always. Thank you so much.
Come to Charlotte.
We'll see you at the Late Show in Orlando. We're going to be there Friday and Saturday. Friday, Orlando, Charlotte on Saturday. 9:30 show has a lot of tickets available. Come to that intimate evening. It's going to be a wild show. And thank you so much for listening. Don't be cut out there. And Jack Stretch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.